We're starting here at the top of Chafit Amud Aleph. The Gemara discussed yesterday with regards to the issue of Melach. How do we know it becomes Mishel Tzibur? And the Gemara was in discussion, said, well, do we compare it to Levonah? Do we compare it to Eitzim? In the end, the Gemara has a limud from Lechem Apanim, that breed, and therefore the Gemara learned out that it's Koveya for the Mincha, that just like by the Lechem Apanim, it came in Eid Bnei Israel, so too the Melach by the Korban HaMincha comes from Bnei Israel, comes from the Tzibur. The Gemara just questions one of the underlying assumptions in yesterday's Gemara, which is the Eitzim Dipshita Le'Letano Mishel Tzibur Minolon. The Gemara took it for granted that if you compared the salt to the Eitzim, then it was definitely Mishel Tzibur. But how do you know that the Eitzim are Mishel Tzibur? Where do we know that from? So the Gemara says to Tanya, two opinions in the Braita. Yochol Omer Harei Alai Ola Yavi Eitzim Mitoch Beito. You would think a person who has committed to bring an Ola will also have to bring Eitzim. Just like a person who says, I'm going to bring an Ola is obligated to bring the Nisachim that are associated, that are accompanying the Ola, so too with the Eitzim. So Talmud Omar, Al Eitzim, Asher La'ish, Asher La'mizbeach. Ma Mizbeach Mishel Tzibur? Af Eitzim Ve'ish Mishel Tzibur. Divei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Elazar Rabbi Shimon says the limud is that we have a comparison, we have a hekesh between Eitzim, Eish, and Mizbeach. Mizbeach, we obviously know, one of the claim Mikdash is from the Tzibur. So too, the Eish and the Eitzim come from the Tzibur. And an individual brings an Ola, does not have to provide the Eish or the Eitzim, and he just has to bring his Ola and his Nisachim. Rabbi Elazar Ben Shamua Omer, Ma Mizbeach Shalom Nishtamesh Bo Hedyot, Af Eitzim Ve'Eish Shalom Nishtamesh Behen Hedyot. The additional limud, Rabbi Elazar Ben Shamua, is the additional limud of just like the Mizbeach, a Hedyot can never use it. I mean, it's only used the Shem Shamayim, it has no other purpose besides being given to Hekdesh. Af Eitzim Ve'Eish Shalom Nishtamesh Behen Hedyot. The same thing is applicable by the Eitzim and Eish, meaning that they have to be brand new. Eitzim and Eish. It can't be something that was once used or had some other purpose, that the wood was furniture at one point, and they broke it down, they want to use it for firewood. It has to be something that's specifically cut and used for Hekdesh. So now, my binayu, what's the difference between them? What's the nafkamina between them? They both require that the tzibur provide the itzim. The obvious one is, yikubinayu chadete, that new wood is the difference between them. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, that's a demand, that's a requirement, that the wood be brand new, that it be used for nothing else. Whereas, when it comes to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, his only requirement is that it's Mishel HaTzibur, not that it has to be new. Mar says, Vatikei lo, why can't you bring wood that was used already? Vakti, we have the pasuk by David HaMelech when he's purchasing the area for the Makom HaMikdash. It says, Vayomer Aravna el David, Ikach. David, you can take. Ve'yal Adoni HaMelech HaTov Be'enav. You can take whatever's here. Not only can he have the land, you can have all the items that are on the land, and you can do with them what you like. Ve'ea Bakar Le'ola. Take the animals, use them for Olot. Va'morigim. Morigim are the threshing instruments. We'll see in a second. The Gemara doesn't know what a morig is. Uklea Bakar, any of the other utensils of the animals, of the plowing, of the cows and oxen that are there. La'itzim. And use those for wood. So if you can use those for wood to burn the Ola, you're taking what otherwise were kelim beforehand, or moragim that are threshing utensils beforehand, so the wood was used, and Aravna suggesting to David that he used that for the firewood to burn the Ola on top of it. Mar says, Achanami Bacharite, they were unused, they were yet to be used. They might have been formed, but they weren't used yet. And since they were never used, that has a classification as Charite. Even though they've made it into something that could be used for Hedyot, as long as Hedyot doesn't use it, then it's okay. Mar says, my morigim. What are these morigim? We had this Gemara in the end of Zvachim. If you remember, Amar Ula, Mita Shel Tarbal. My Mita Shel Tarbal. Now that you told me that, what's that? That doesn't help us. We don't know what a Mita Shel Tarbal is either. So Amar Yehuda, Iza de Kurkasa. It's a goat with hooks on it. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's Iza de Kurkasa, Tudashive Dishtaye. That is a goat with hooks that the threshers use it to thresh with. Amar Rav Yosef, my Korah, what's the pasuk? Says in Yishayahu, Yinei Samtich the Morag Charutz Kadash, I've made you into a sharp threshing utensil, Babi Piyot, with many teeth or grooves in it, Tadush Harim, and it can crush the mountains. So this board, this morig, is basically a wood, pieces of wood, and has projectiles coming out of it, metal projectiles that come out of it, and the animals drag that on top of the produce in order to thresh the produce. So that's what it's used for. So again, here by the pasuk from Yeshayahu, it's describing a similar item, which is some tichlum, the marag, parutz, a shark. It has sharp projectiles coming out of it. Dash bal pipiot, it has many teeth to it. So it's a board with teeth on it. That's what I was saying before. It's iza, like some sort of goat to kurkus that has hooks in it, but it catches, it's sharp. Gash the ground, the dash bay dishtaid, that the threshers use to thresh with. And therefore, we say the morigim are threshing utensils. And that's what we were saying in the pasuk, that Arabna offers David a threshing utensil in order to use for the wood on the fire. The answer is that it was becharete, that they were new, they were unused as of yet. And now the Mishnah says, Nit areiv komtza bekometz chaverta. If two kometzim got mixed up, beminchat koanim, or this kometz got mixed up with the minchat koanim, beminchat koin mashiach, beminchat nesachim ksheira. In all these cases, they're going to end up on the mizbeach. Since they're going to end up on the mizbeach and they're kalil to Hashem, either the item entirely, like the minchat koin mashiach or the minchat nesachim, or the kometz, which is the board of the mincha, which is going to end up on the mizbeach. Since they all have to end up in the same place, you put them on the mizbeach, and there's no problem. We don't have to worry about it. That's the din of the chachamim, the din of the tanakama. Yudomer b'minchat koin mashiach, b'minchat nesachim psula. If the minchat koin mashiach, or with the minchat nesachim, gets mixed up, it's psula. Why? Because shezu b'lilata ava. One of them has a thick kneading. Mezu b'lilata raka. One of them is a much thinner, a more liquidy mix. Behen balot zumizu, and therefore they absorb one from the other. What's the difference? Well, the difference happens to be that by minachot in general, a minchat nedava, for instance, the ratio of oil to flour is one isaron of flour goes to one bog of shemen. It's a 1-to-1 ratio. That's a regular minchat nedava. On the other hand, when it comes to a minchat chavitim, which is the minchat koin mashiach, and to the minchat nesachim, the ratio is different. And the ratio there is an isaron solid to 3 bog shemen. The minchat chavitim, which is learned out of the nesachim, which is you have, and by the nesachim, by the keves of the minchat nesachim, it says, you learn this all the time. You give a makim kamar l'shem in chat solet isaron, balul b'rivitahin shemen. Hin is 12 log, so rivitahin is 3 log. So you have a rivitahin shemen, 3 log for every isaron. So there it's 3-to-1. It's 3 log shemen to an isaron. Now, even with the bigger ones, the ayal and the bakar, which is less there, but there it's 4 log to 2 isaron and 6 log to 3 isaron. So there's even 2 times. But all of the nisachim, as well as the minchat koin, minchat chavitim, have significantly more oil than flour. And because of that, b'lilatan raka. They have a much thinner kneading, they are a more liquidy substance. Whereas, the minchat nedava that you bring has 1-to-1. It's a ratio of 1 shemen to 1 isaron, and that's b'lilato ava. It'll have a thicker kneading to it because there's less oil in there. So Rabbi Yehuda's position is that when you have a minchat koin mashiach or minchat nesachim that got mixed up with a minchat nedava, since the ratio or the kneading is different than these, they are bolot zumizu, they absorb one from the other, and therefore, it's problematic because the shemen that comes off of the minchat chavitim and the minchat nesachim will get absorbed into the minchat nedava, and the minchat nedava will have too much shemen, and the minchat nesachim or the minchat chavitim will be missing shemen. And we know by a mincha that chaseira or yirteira shamna pasul. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. You can't mix these that have different levels of mixture to them. You can't have that. Tosfos points out over here that what happens if they're equal? What happens if they're both b'lilatan raka? You have two minchat chavitim, or you have two minchat nesachim, or if you have two minchot nedava, what's the din over there? So Tosa says, u'kishishtem du'ilot ava uraka, afo pishu bolot zumizu. They still absorb one from the other. That's not taken away, even when they're the same size. V'choshiv lo riba shamna v'lo chisa shama v'lo mitzula. Says, even though they absorb one from the other, the underlying assumption is that there is an even amount of exchange between them. Since they're of the same ratio, the assumption is that whatever exchange is of a similar ratio, and we don't worry about it. It's only when they're uneven do we worry about the ratio exchange, because that will cause a problem. You have a chaseira and a yitera. Now, truthfully, our Mishnah actually writes in the Lashon Yachid. Both Tosfos and Rashi point out in our Mishnah, it says k'shera p'sula in the singular instead of k'sherot and p'sulot in the plural. But they say that it really means k'sherot and p'sulot because the Mishnah is just talking from the perspective of the one item, the kometz. Start out with the kometz and say the kometz gets mixed with this, gets mixed with that, gets mixed with this. So because the Mishnah is talking about the perspective of the kometz, it always talks in the singular. But in Ochanami, when we say k'sherot here and psulot, it means both. Everything is either k'sher or everything is pasul. Gemara says, "Tan hatam." We had a Mishnah in Zvachim. Dam shenitarei b'mayim. Blood that gets mixed up with water. Im yesh bo marid dam kasher. As long as it still looks like blood, you can be zorek the dam. It's fine. The dam is good kasher dam in terms of being mechaper, and you can use it to be makriv al mizbeach. The Tosfos says that what it means when it marid dam is lo be'admimut ma'at. It's not a small amount of red. Mit kasher el marid dam gamur. It has to look like blood still. As long as it still looks like blood, that's good. Now nitarei b'yayin. When the blood gets mixed up with wine, you can no longer use that test because wine is also red. So that test goes away. We look at the yayin as if it is water, and we say, what would be the ratio here, or what would be the appearance if this blood was mixed with water? And then, based on that, we'll determine whether it would have been good or not. Nit'are bedam behema or bedam chaya. We got mixed up with the blood of a behema or a chaya. Again, here, there's no way to tell from appearances what the ratio is. So again, we look again as if the dam chaya, dam hei behema, is of chulin, is mayim, and we say if the dam hekdesh would have an appearance of being red and be dam in this mixture had it been water. And based on that, we make the decision. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein dam mevatel dam. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita, the dam cannot be mevatel dam. We saw this in the Gemara in Zvachim. There he had more extensive statements, ein welcome mevatel rope, all these other things that are mevatel. There the Gemara talked about had didei v'had rabbi. But anyway, Rabbi Yehuda's position is ein dam mevatel dam. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shneem mikra echad arshu. They both come out of the same pasuk over here. V'lakach midam apar umidam ha-sa'ir. It says on Yom HaKippurim that after you do the hazaot of the Kodesh HaKodeshim and the hazaot of the parochet, there are remaining hazaot that go on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Those, it says, v'lakach midam apar umidam ha-sa'ir. So what does that mean, midam apar umidam ha-sa'ir? It's actually a machloket, whether ma'arvim or not. We generally pass in, and we saw this earlier again in our Masechta here, how much of it is it mixed for? Is it mixed for all the matnot HaZahav, or they kept separate? But either kamil, l'chav midam apar umidam ha-sa'ir means in one bucket. You put them together and then you do the matnot, or they can be done separately. But here, the belief is that they're done together. Hadarar yadua, shedamo shel par merubah midamo shel seir. The dam of a par is significantly greater than dam ha-sa'ir, and therefore it will be mivatel the dam ha-sa'ir. So how could it be now when you do the matnot on Mizbeach Zahav, if you mix them together, how will there be anything of the dam ha-sa'ir that's really going on there? It's mitvatel b'dam apar. So Rabbanan Sabre mikan, what do you learn from here? That the olim she'in mevatlim zeetzeh. From here you learn out that anything that goes on the Mizbeach is not mevatel zeetzeh. So now applying this to our Mishnah, what does it mean, mevatlim zeetzeh? These are olim al Mizbeach, the komets, and all the items that go on the Mizbeach in our Mishnah, mevatlim zeetzeh. So it doesn't matter that the ratios are different. It doesn't matter that you have a komets with the minchat nesachim, you have a minchat kohen with a minchat kohen machavitin, or kohen mashiach. It doesn't matter that they're different because ein olim mevatlim zeetzeh. An olim can be mevatel zeetzeh. But when it comes to the case of dam, case of dam and the mixture of dam, we're talking about chulin. Over there, we're talking about dam behima, dam chaya. Why are the chamim worried about mevatel over there? Because there, we're now talking about two olim. We're talking about one oleh and one chulin. There could be mevatel. It's only shnei olim, ein mevatlim zeetzeh. So therefore, in the Mishnah, the chamim's position is ein mevatlim. By the case of the dam, it is mevatel, and all depend on the appearance, how much is there. But it could be mevatel, because they're not shnei olim over there. That's the position of the chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Mikan, from here we learn, the min b'mino she'inu batel. The min b'mino is not batel. So anything that's the same is not batel. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's position when it came to the blood. Eim dam mevatel tam. Why isn't dam mevatel dam? Because it's min b'mino. Min b'mino is not batel. So by the case of dam, again, when it's dam behema, dam chaya, that's where Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. With the water and the yayin, he may not disagree over there because that's not min b'mino. But the dam, there he says no, because it's min b'mino, and therefore he says in that case that it's not batel. And therefore the dam is fine, and you can sprinkle it on Mizbeach, there's nothing to talk about. Our Mishnah proposes a principle of Abram, because it is min b'mino. It's min b'mino, why does Rabbi Yehuda worry about b'telut there? So that we'll have to get to. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a little bit, but just to understand that that's going to present the problem for Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara just goes on to a quick sidetrack, which is, Rabbanan Sabri Mikan Olim Shem Avetim Zezeh B'dilma, maybe Rabbi Yehuda's right. Bishum Dimim B'minohu. If the Torah wanted to teach us this din, he should have just taught us the din b'min b'mino, and not talk about kochim, about things that are olim l'mizbeach. K'damarat hashta tashmin on olim. The fact that the Torah went out of its way to explain the case by olim mishum d'olim. That's why it's here. V'dilmo, maybe you could be the adi ikam min b'mino v'olim. Maybe that's what the Torah is trying to teach you, that you need both. Mar says kasho. That's a problem for the Rabbanan's position. Now the Gemara does the same thing with Rabbi Yehuda. V'dilmo, maybe you could be the adi ikam min b'mino v'olim. Mishim Mishum Olim Hu. Maybe the Chachamim are right. Say, E, Ashmin and Olin, Min Shem Mimino. If you're right, then it should give an example of a case of Olin that were in Min Beinu Mino. The fact that it gives you the case of Min Bimino shows you that the Min Bimino is significant here. Kedamar Tashta, Dashmin and Min, Kedamar Tashta, Dashmin and Min Bimino, Shum the Min Bimino must be because that. Again, the Gemara asks, Bidilma Adika Min Bimino Be Olin. Maybe you'll need both. Maybe that's maybe the requirement over here. Kasha. Both of their positions are somewhat suspect because they're taking one of the two options that are here. True, they have reason to believe that it's unique to this circumstance, but it may be unique to the circumstance and requiring both also. True, it's unique to this circumstance, the fact that it's Olim, because otherwise it should have given a Chulin example. But that doesn't mean that just because it's Olim that you don't need Min B'Mino also. Maybe that's also true, and the same thing by the Rebbe Yehuda. True, that it used Min B'Mino and should have used Min B'Einu Mino if it was focusing on the Olim part. But now that you said Min B'Mino, maybe it's Min B'Mino only bit Olim that it works that way. So that's what Gemara leaves as a kasha. But nevertheless, they both learn out from this pasuk their positions. Now it's not. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, our Mishnah, V'minchad Kohen Mashiach, U'minchad Nesachim Psula, Shezu Bli Letava, V'zu Bli Letava Rakav, V'hein Bolot Zumizu. V'chi Bolot Zumizu, My Havi, Min B'Mino. This is what I just pointed out in Rebbe Yehuda's position. How's he going to explain our Mishnah? That's Min B'Mino. If it's Min B'Mino, then what's he worried about in the Mishnah? The Bli, let them absorb from each other. It's Min B'Mino, Eino Batel. So Amarova, Kosova, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda believes, Kol, Shuhum Min B'Mino, V'davar Acher. If you have Min B'Mino plus a third item that's there, Seleket Mino, you remove the Min B'Mino as if it's not there. Misheno, V'sheno Mino, Rabal Avu Mavlo. And then the Eino Mino is there and overrides it. So in this case, we have the Mincha Nedava, which is an Yisaron Solid plus the Yisaron of Shemen. And then you have the other Mincha that came, either Mincha Chavitin, Mincha Kohen Mashiach, or the Mincha Nesachim, which has three bogs Shemen plus an Yisaron Solid. What are we afraid of? We're afraid that the Shemen is going to move. Some of that Shemen from the Mincha Nesachim Chavitin is going to move. That some of that oil is going to move over to the Minchat Nidava. When it moves over to the Minchat Nidava, we don't care. It's Min B'Mino. There's oil in the Minchat Nidava. There's oil in the Minchat Nesachim. So we say that's Min B'Mino. But now we have the Davar Acher. What's the Davar Acher? You have the Solet there. The Solet of the Minchat Nidava. So what's going to happen? You're going to have a little bit of oil that moved over from the Minchat Nesachim. You'll say Min B'Mino. It's K'eino. The Min B'Mino is as if it's not there. Then the Solet will be Merubah, will override the little Shemen that's there. So that Solet overrides the little Shemen that's there. It's going to be Mevatel the Shemen.
How much Solet was there?
Yisaron. No, right, but the assumption is only a little bit of the oil moves over. So therefore, the soul to be mevatel it. So it's mevatel, now it's as if it's not there. If it's not there, then you have a minchad nesachim, that's chaseira. So now, we have the position of the chachamim, the position of Rabbi Yehuda. The position of chachamim is inolim mevatlim zeh. That explains our mishnah, why they think there's no problem in our mishnah. By the dam, it's dam chulin, and that's why they think there's a problem by the dam. Yehuda believes, min b'mei mino inolbatel. Therefore, by the dam, there's no problem, because it's min b'mino, even if it's dam chulin. Our Mishnah, where it's Min B'Mino, it shouldn't have been a problem. No, there's a Davar Acher. There's Min B'Mino and She'eino Mino there. Then Min B'Mino as if they're not there, and then the Eino Mino comes as Mevatelet. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says, worries about it. Even though it's Min B'Mino, he worries about the problem of the Minachot getting mixed together. This large Tosfot over here, what is this? This large Tosfot is trying to deal with the fact that if Rabbi Yehuda really believes Min B'Mino, Eino Batel, he goes to Shas and finds numerous times that it is Batel. For instance, by Truma, that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Batel v'chad b'meyo. 1 out of 2, 1 it is Batel. In other instances in Shas where we see that it is Batel, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if he really believes Min B'Mino ain't a Batel, it should never be Batel. That doesn't mean achad b'meyo, 201, 101, nothing should matter. Batel b'rov, none of these items should matter, yet we have a list of times that it is. The Rabbeinu Tam makes a suggestion. The Rabbeinu Tam's suggestion is that there's a difference between Lach and Yavish. That we're talking about, here it's the Rabbeinu Tam, Yeshua, the Davar Lach, Hamit Arev Yafeb Koshuhu, Adavar Lach, that is mixed up very well. Over there we say, Min B'Mino Eino Batel. Because it gets moved all around, it's all the way over the place, therefore it's not Batel. Aval Davar Yavesh, Batel Shapir. That when there are dry items, since they don't mix so well, there we do say it's Batel. It almost seems almost backwards in its logic. But if you're going to hold to this Min B'Mino is only classified when it's actually the same Min and it gets mixed very well together. It's only Adavar Lach. But Davar Yavesh, where it never mixes well, therefore it'll be Batel. And that'll be the difference. For Yehuda's position here is talking about the Varim. And the other cases of time at Davar Yavesh. The Tosos brings up all these cases, maybe yes, maybe no. He has to give many answers to the Rebbeinu Tam. Sometimes they were dry goods. No, it's Kemach. Kemach, since it's so fine, is classified like Lach. Like all these different answers that he tries to give. And then there's a Gemara in Pesachim that stumps him. He says, Rav Rebbeinu Yom Tov Miplano, Hikshad Rebbeinu Tam. He brings the question to Rebbeinu Tam from the Gemara in Pesachim. And it says, V'chazabo Rebbeinu Tam, Davadayin Chluk Ben Lach Le Yavesh. He backed out. Rebbeinu Tam changed his mind. And now, now, the teretz. What's the answer? When do we say that 101 works? That's when it falls into chulin mitukanim. Because the two items can never be the same anymore. The chulin and chuma will always be different because the chulin can never turn into chuma. And that makes it min sheino mino. By the case of two kosot in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, chadshu chuma v'chadshu chulin, over there where we say it's not batel, she'ena mitukanim. Where there we're talking about chulin that was not mitukan. De'efshar li'aso chuma. That's basically chulin that was tavel the chuma, and therefore you can be mafrish chuma from this chulin. That means that embedded in this.
Tavel.
Right, but there he wants to call it, it's not tevel gamre, it's only tevel the chuma. Let's say that other things were taken off already, it's only tevel the chuma. So now if it's tevel the chuma, so now you have chulin that has chuma embedded in it. That will still be classified as min b'mino, because the chuma can match up. The two chumos can match up. B'savar la Rabbi Yochanan, kaman d'amar la kaman, bater mevatel azlei, azlinan, that we go after the mevatel. Not after the batel, but the mevatel. Rabbanan, v'havalei min b'mino, therefore it's min b'mino. Bayi de psachim, lokash, af the man d'amar bater badal azlinan, the mashkim, the chim misarche, ain't she mashke lehim. The mashkim, once they go bad, they don't have a din of mashke anymore. And the chum itself can never become chulin. Even though it's gone bad, chuma still doesn't turn into chulin, even if it's gone bad. And therefore, they're not their shnei minim. Vin tomar. B'tevel b'mimino b'mashu. What about tevel b'mino that it's b'mashu? Heich l'mishkachava. Hayev shal d'mavatel. Tano chulim she'aseh tevel. Chulin can never go back to being tevel. So then how come over there you classify that as being b'mino? V'esh l'mar she'nafal tevel tavul l'chuma b'tevel she'no tavul l'chuma. So there's two different types of tevel here. There's tevel that has chuma in it and tevel that doesn't have chuma in it. So they're both tevel, but there's one is less tevel than the other. Davi min b'mino. Came into shame tevel ashnehem. Inami. Tevel sh'rab Again, there are two different levels of tevel, whether it's rapanei abayit or not, whether it's chayav midoraita or not. Inami, afilu nafal the chulin mitukanim, ubeodo lechuma biyad balim, but the balim still have the chuma in their hand. De'efshar lechule ala, because they could take a hafarat neder, and therefore they could put the chuma back together and make it into tevel again. V'ashta adina lahachi, since we got this far, italukum ayota deshnei kosot bechulin mitukanim, then we can set up all these cases, even then. Right, exactly. Kilon chuma biyad balim. By the psachim, b'chum b'yad kohen. In the case of psachim, is that the chum is b'yad kohen, therefore he can't be chulin, and that's why it's a min b'mino, and it's still batel because he can never change it back to chuma. V'od yesh liyashev teretz rishon d'Rabbeinu Tam. Now the Tosafot goes back and says that first teretz of Rabbeinu Tam, we can try to solve the lach v'yavesh. We can try to solve. He tries one way to solve it, and it doesn't work so well. And then he brings in a second one. V'od yesh liyashev teretz Rabbeinu Tam. V'leg ben lach v'yavesh v'lokash adi psachim, because that the Rabbi Yochanan over there, Savar Kirabanan. Rabbi Yochan over there is speaking the position of the Rabbanan and not Rabbi Yehuda. Over there it says, Mim b'mino batel. So he says, Tosus creates a third Tana. It's a brighter that supports the position of Rabbi Yochan over there. He says it's actually a three-way machloket. That Rabbi Yehuda believes, Mim b'mino enu batel. Rechami believe, Mim b'mino is batel. And then there's Rabbi Yochanan, Savar Kirabanan b'shari surei. By all other Yisurim, he holds like the Rabbanan that Mim b'mino batel. Uku Rabbi Yehuda batel. He holds min b'mino enu batel, and that comes a third tana now, and that's how he solves that question from the Gemara Sachim. Is actually there's a third tana. This is not the position of Rabbi Yehuda. It's a position of a mix of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why there's a stira, because it is a mix. But that's a tana. Rabbi Yochanan is saying it according to a braita. They bring a braita to support his position. That braita is a tana. It's a third tana. And there are three maklokot b'davar. That's the best way that he solves it. Rabbeinu Tam to say lach and yavesh. You're right. There is a difference. And Rabbi Yehuda will hold min b'mino enu batel only by lach, by yavesh, he will say min b'mino batel. What do you do with the Gemara Pesachim? That's not Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yochanan. According to the Tana of the Braita, it's a different opinion. It's a mix of Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. So that's how Tosfos deals with this issue of min b'mino. How extensive it is? It position of Rabbeinu Tam is that it's lach versus yavesh. By lach it applies Rabbi Yehuda's position. By yavesh it does not apply. There'll be exceptions to that rule. The exception to that rule is this case in Pesachim. Why that's an exception to the rule. Tosfos tries to solve it many different ways. The final solution is that it's really not Rabbi Yehuda. That will not be an exception because it's a different Tana. The other solution was given by the Rabbeinu Tam, which is that there's a difference if the items can ever become like each other. So only classified as min b'mino if the two items can be exactly the same. Truma and chulin, the truma can never become chulin. Or the chulin can never become truma. Can never become truma, the truma can never become chulin. So therefore, they're not classified as min b'mino even though they're the same item. So therefore, it's batel. But in an instance where they can become the same, even b'yavesh, they will not be batel because they can become the same item. That's true. And then he comes up with a solution in certain cases here, even though they're not the same when they're together, since it could be mashal in your nether, you can make them the same again. They're partially tevel, not fully tevel. Creates all these hikitimses that these cases are talking about cases where it's min b'mino and the two minim can be the same and therefore they are not batel. But where they're totally different, there they would be batel. Okay, we'll stop over here.